This is True News Headlines. I'm Doc Burkhardt.
I'm Kerry Kinsey. It's Tuesday, January 14th, 2020, and these are your uncensored news headlines. James O'Keefe and Project Veritas with an undercover video exposing Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign. In it, an organizer in the Sanders, Iowa office says when Bernie's elected president, Trump supporters and billionaires will need re-education to be taught not how to be Nazis.
So, like, in Nazi Germany, after the fall of the Nazi Party, there was a ton of the populace that was Nazified. I mean, like, Germany had to spend billions of dollars re-educating people to not be Nazis. Like, we're probably going to have to do the same thing here. And that's kind of what Bernie's like, whole hey, free education for everybody, because we're going to have to teach you not to be a Nazi.
My grandmother say, wash his mouth out with soap. Yeah. So, well, the organizer, identified as Kyle Jurek, also claimed Milwaukee will burn during this year's Democratic National Convention if his boss doesn't win the party's nomination. That's not the only violent claim he makes. Check this out.
If Bernie doesn't get the nomination, if it goes to the second round at the DNC convention, Milwaukee will burn. It'll start in Milwaukee, and then when they and when the police push back on that, other cities will.
Mr. Jurek also seen suggesting that the most effective way to re-educate the billionaire class is to order them to break rocks for 12 hours a day. Positive references to his involvement in the campaign have been scrubbed from social media. Tonight is the final televised debate before the first in the nation Iowa caucuses. That's just one of several headaches in the campaign that they're dealing with.
So be sure to be watching that story and others as it relates to the campaign. Just 2.5 weeks away from what the Iowa caucuses will foretell for the future. Before the Project Veritas video emerged, the Vermont senator was already under fire for allegedly telling Elizabeth Warren, Senator Elizabeth Warren, that a woman cannot win the presidency. His campaign has vigorously denied the allegation, calling it ludicrous. But Senator Warren has doubled down, saying he did tell her that in a private conversation. Now, the senators appear to be competing for the very same space and voters within the Democratic Party primary, and the fight has gotten vicious.
I was disappointed to hear that Bernie is sending his volunteers out to trash me. Bernie knows me and has known me for a long time. He knows who I am, where I come from, what I have worked on and fought for, and the coalition and grassroots movement we're trying to build. Democrats want to win in 2020. We all saw the impact of the factionalism in 2016, and we can't have a repeat of that. Democrats need to unite our party. And that means pulling in all parts of the Democratic coalition.
No, according to The Hill, Democrats are getting nervous that Senator Sanders may once again fracture the party. That is, if he fails to win the nomination. He's gone to war with Joe Biden, claiming he'll get smoked if he faces President Trump in November. He also slammed Pete Buttigieg for failing to pick up support from black voters.
France, Germany, and the UK have triggered the dispute resolution mechanism within the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. And while British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has hinted he would support a Trump deal in place of the existing agreement, European Union High Representative Joseph Borrell says preserving the deal is now more important than ever.
The dispute resolution mechanisms requires intensive effort in good faith by all members. And in light of the ongoing dangerous escalations in the Middle East, this is now more important than ever.
Well, for the latest in news and information from a Christian worldview, there's really only one place that you need to go, and that's TrueNews.com. So we encourage you to visit our website today for the latest in news and information, and of course, our daily Godcast, True News with Eric Wiles. This is True News Headlines.
This is Max McLean. How does our faith in Christ grow and mature? Listen to the Bible from James 1. Consider it pure joy whenever you face trials, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete. If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. But when he asks, he must believe and not doubt, because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That man should not think he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all he does. From James 1, listen to the Bible. It's great for the soul.
Welcome back to True News Headlines. We've got some more stories that we're looking at. Carrie?
Well, Doc, Iran says it arrested a number of people in connection with that shooting down of a Ukrainian airliner last week that killed almost 180 people. Adam Reed has this report.
Iran's President Hassan Rouhani said Tuesday the crash of a Ukrainian passenger plane that killed 176 people was an unforgivable mistake by the country's military. As the country deals with one of the greatest public challenges to their clerical rulers since the Islamic Revolution of 1979, Rouhani said Iran would punish all those responsible for what it has called the accidental shooting down of the jet, adding the tragic event would be investigated properly.
The fact that our armed forces very clearly and openly confessed to their mistake and apologized to the people was a good first step, and the next step shall be taken as well.
Rouhani went on to give his assurance that something like this would not happen again, and that his government were accountable to Iranian and other nations who lost lives in the plane crash. Iran's judiciary have arrested an undisclosed number of suspects for their role in the crash, as anti-government demonstrations triggered by the disaster entered a fourth day. After days of denying blame for the crash, Iran acknowledged on Saturday that it had shot down the plane during a high state of alert, hours after it had fired missiles at US targets in Iraq, as retaliation for the killing of Iran's most powerful military commander. Since then, protesters, including hundreds of students, have held anti-government demonstrations, with some being met by a visible and violent police crackdown.
Well, Deb Kapala is reporting that the leaders of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps and Hezbollah met Sunday to coordinate guerrilla warfare and rocket attacks on American troops stationed in Iraq. Now, additionally, they reportedly planned out rocket attacks against Israel. Debka reports that since the missile attacks last week, the IRGC has been pumping rockets, heavy mortars, and equipment to be used for guerrilla warfare.
Doc, details of the U.S.-China Phase 1 trade deal have been leaked in China. Sources there confirm China will buy U.S. goods on a large scale. Now, that includes $75 billion in manufactured goods and $125 billion spread across the energy, agriculture, and services sectors. The Treasury Department is also removing Beijing's designation as a currency manipulator as part of that deal.
Finally, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says there will be a vote Wednesday to send the articles of impeachment against President Trump to the Senate. Now, it seems more likely that a trial will occur. But as Senator Ted Cruz explained to Fox News, that results in a better outcome for the commander-in-chief, who he says hasn't been so much as accused of a parking ticket by the Democrats. Watch this.
All right, well, Bill, let me make sure I've answered the question on dismissal. Mm-hmm. I think the outcome of this case will not be dismissal. It will be an acquittal. Those are different outcomes. Dismissal throws the case out without reaching a verdict. We're going to reach a verdict, and the verdict is going to be acquittal. The verdict is going to be not guilty because, on the face of it, the articles of impeachment don't meet the constitutional standard. That is a much better outcome for the president to be acquitted of these charges than simply a dismissal.
Okay, Cliff.
Well, the Justice Department is on a collision course with Apple. Now, this after Attorney General Bill Barr asked the tech giant to provide access to two phones used by the Naval Air Station Pensacola shooter. The AG says the iPhones of Saudi Lieutenant Mohammed al-Shamrani are locked and encrypted. He says Apple won't provide assistance in the case, but they say they gave investigators gigs of info That includes iCloud backups, account information, and transaction data for multiple accounts.
Now, in a statement, the tech giant said it provided data usually within hours of receiving a request from the FBI. It also says that in every instance, it has provided all the information requested that it had available. However, it says it only became aware of the request to unlock the phones and that there was a second phone involved only in the past week. Now, it further added that unlocking a phone without a passcode is impossible without creating a backdoor that would compromise the security of all iPhones. The company simply refuses to do so.
Scientists have made tiny programmable organisms that could be used to destroy cancer cells in patients. Check out this video from the University of Vermont. Now, these living robots are each just 1 millimeter in size. They're also indestructible and can repair themselves.
And the U.S. Army is developing a forearm band that will keep soldiers' hands warm in freezing weather without wearing gloves. Take a look at this. The Personal Heating Dexterity Device, or PHD2, is electric and runs off a battery. Now, what it does is it radiates heat into the forearm. And it keeping the blood vessels in the arm and hands open. Now, preliminary tests conducted at near freezing conditions found that the device improved finger dexterity and strength by 90% over when soldiers are forced to wear gloves for warmth. Welcome back to True News Headlines. You can learn more about technology stories that we've been following at TrueNews.com. What else are we looking at today, Carrie?
Doc, the New York Times is bringing back the Russia collusion hoax. They claim hackers in Moscow breached the computer systems of Burisma in order to dig up dirt on Hunter Biden. That's a Ukrainian energy company. George Nader, a key witness in the special counsel's investigation, pleads guilty to child sex charges for a second time. And Philippine authorities say that the magma levels in the Taal supervolcano are still rising. They claim a hazardous explosive eruption could happen at any moment.
Well, just last month, we were reporting on record levels of flooding in Venice, but now the city's canals are running dry due to low tides. Turkey has charged an Assyrian Christian priest with terrorism for giving bread and water to Kurdish fighters who visited his monastery. And the producers of Jeopardy are now apologizing after the game show mistakenly penalized a player for correctly stating that Bethlehem is located in Palestine and not Israel.
Well, last week, a memorial service was held at Lutheran Church of Hope in West Des Moines, Iowa, for award-winning journalist Ken Fuson. He wrote his own obituary when he knew his time on Earth was coming to an end. Now, it's a self-deprecating piece full of humor that he was best known for in the print journalism industry. His writing was frequently provided as an example in journalism textbooks, and he won nearly every award you can imagine, and even some you've never heard of. But as he wrote, no, he didn't win a Pulitzer Prize, but he's dead now, so get off his back.
But the obituary also contained a very important message he wanted to share with the rest of the world, and that's a message that he couldn't entrust to just anyone else. Ken had been addicted to gambling almost his entire life. It was only when he surrendered to Jesus that he was able to defeat that addiction. It was a moment that turned his entire life around, and it brought a joy and peace to his life that he wanted to share with everyone, which was why he became involved in the Lutheran Church of Hope's Alpha Outreach Program for newcomers.
Yeah, so this is what he wrote in his obituary. Ken's pastor says God can work miracles for you and through you. Skepticism may be cool, and for too many years Ken embraced it, but it was faith in Jesus Christ that transformed his life. That was the one thing he never regretted. It changed everything. For many years, Ken was a member of the First United Methodist Church in Indianola and sang in the choir, which was a neat trick considering he couldn't read a note of music. The choir members will never know how much they helped him. He then joined Lutheran Church of Hope. If you want to know what God's love feels like, just walk in those doors. Seriously, right now, we'll wait. Ken's not going anywhere.
Praise the Lord. What a wonderful testimony there. Well, each day on TrueNews.com, we receive prayer requests from viewers and listeners just like you. And we'd love to hear from you and join together with you for God to answer your prayers as well. And we pray over each of these requests on a regular basis. I'd like to share one of those with you right now. Dear Rick, I've been a follower and student of Jesus Christ for 4 years. My girlfriend and future wife is also a Christian. Now, her family is nominally Muslim, but you wouldn't know it as they dress and act like most everyone here in Portugal. That's right, folks, Portugal. My girlfriend's mother is very verbally abusive towards her, lashing out with insults, threats, and name-calling without provocation. I believe that she is afflicted by unclean spirits. Now, we think there's something not right about her mother and that we should pray for her deliverance. I ask that you please join me in the prayer fight to deliver my girlfriend's mother from evil and into the dominion of her master, Jesus Christ, King of Kings. And that comes from our new friend, Vasco.
Well, Vasco, could this be persecution based on a Muslim mom's feelings about her Christian daughter? Portugal has a very small Muslim population. Now, in the Bible, a man called Legion appeared to be a special victim who had been overcome by evil that worked destructively in his life and relationships. Maybe that's what's going on with this woman. We'll pray for her, but the good book says everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will experience persecution. Matthew 5:44 says, "But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you."
And Vasco, if I could throw something in here as well, if you really do believe that it's a demonic influence there, I would encourage you yourself, Vasco, to fast one or two days a week, maybe get a couple other Christian friends to fast with you. The Bible teaches that the spiritual forces of darkness respond when we fast and pray. We put those things together. Yes. And where two or three are joined together, no one can defeat us because we have Christ in our midst. So I want you to be encouraged in that, Vasco. Pray and fast if you can.
Yes.
Well, visit TrueNews.com and use the TrueNews app on your smartphone to submit your own need for prayer. And be sure to visit TrueNews.com for more about our headlines.
Yeah, and do us a favor, please like and share this edition of True News Headlines on your social media channels. Also, please visit TrueNews.com to find out how you can support our news efforts.
Thank you so much for joining us for True News Headlines. Stay tuned for the True News Guidecast coming up later this afternoon. Rick Wiles will be here, and he will be providing us the latest updates and his comments on the current accusation of Russia hacking Burisma Energy in Ukraine. Can the deep state come up with any fresh, original ideas? Come on. Stay tuned. That's coming up on today's True News Headlines, True News with Rick Wiles. We're doing the headlines right now. On behalf of Kerry Kinsey and the entire True News team, I'm Doc Burkhart for True News Headlines. God bless you.
God bless you.